This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 3rd. God's word to you today is goodness and mercy. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 136, verses 1 to 3, and it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever." Psalm 23, verse 6 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." The New Living Translation says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." God says that if you hearken and do this, that these blessings will pursue you, they will overtake you. In other words, these blessings will catch up with you no matter how fast you run. The blessings of God will overtake you in the name of Jesus. So say, "Father, without fail, your goodness and mercy shall pursue me and overtake me all the days of my life." While others are chasing blessings, while they are chasing goodness and mercy, I will follow you. Your goodness and mercy will follow me, and they will overtake me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Father, your goodness and mercy shall follow my children all the days of their lives, no matter how fast they run. Your goodness and mercy will pursue them and overtake them. Father, your goodness and mercy shall follow God's favorite house, no matter how fast we run. Lord, your goodness and mercy will pursue us and overtake us in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 23, verse 6 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." The New Living Translation says, "And I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Take note that the scripture says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord," not "I will visit the house of the Lord." It says, "I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever." So you're going to say, "Father, in your house and in your presence and in your kingdom, my seat will not be vacant, in the mighty name of Jesus." Pray for your children that in God's kingdom, in his presence and in his dwelling place, their seats will not be vacant. Next, we are going to intercede for the nation where we will dwell and ask that God will shepherd the nation and the affairs of the nation himself, and that his goodness and mercy will pursue and overtake us as a people, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for crowning the beginning of my year with your goodness and unfailing love. Have your way this year in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.